Hello, this is Joe Tomlin. I'm at the San Francisco Fringe talking with someone. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Joan Chaplick, and I am the writer and performer of Put a Little Shimmer in Your Life.
And have you been a performer for long?
I've been taking classes, but this is the first year that I have been on stage multiple times. This is my first Fringe, and my second full performance of the show.
How does it feel?
It's exciting and nerve-wracking and fun, and the audience is wonderful.
And what is your show about?
My show is about Shimmer, this amazing dog I had that changed my life. And he turned me into someone who was a little less careless and unaware of people, into someone who was actively engaged in life around them. And I've enjoyed the benefits, even though he has since passed on.
So how did you decide to make a play, a one-person show about it?
Well, Shimmer was very entertaining. There were always some goofy stories. And after about the 9th or 10th person said, "You got to tell these stories. They're great." I realized that if I was going to perform, I had this great source of material, and all I had to do was kind of rack my brain and organize all the stories that I had about him.
So how do you prepare for this? Because you have quite a strong voice, and you use physicality, and you use the space. How did you get all of that going in the show as you were developing it?
Well, I had a wonderful director. Her name is Mia Tagano. And I went to her. She's a voice coach, mainly because I didn't want to sound like a professor giving a lecture. And she taught me how to bring my piece to life and to add physicality. Because when you move, you embody the piece as opposed to read and narrate. And working with her totally made the difference. And I'm normally a lot more, I stay in one place. And Mia really showed me how I could use the stage and movement to tell a much funnier and much more interesting story.
Did you wait till you had the script written before involving the movement specialist, or did you do it in a different way?
Well, as we would practice, we found that the movement would bring the story to life, and we would discover things. So as I started to move around, I would find a good punchline or the next thread. And so it was a great source of discovery, and it helped me to write the story.
So now that you've done two shows, mm-hmm. How has each show changed from when you did your last rehearsal?
Well, I keep rehearsing. I rehearsed my current dog, Shout. I wrote him into the show so that he would listen, because he would leave the room when I was practicing talking about another dog. The audience brings such wonderful energy, and some things they laugh and some things are more poignant. And I really receive that energy, and it informs what I'm going to do on stage. And so each time it's just a little bit different depending who's in the room.
Some of the movement is it's very big and sweeping, but of course the dog you're talking about is large. How does that affect your performance, the size of the dog and the different things you're telling about him and your adventures?
Well, for those of you who can't see me, I am 6 feet tall. I command a lot of space. And I have this wonderful stage, and it has the two legs, and there's a little prop ladder that I can play with. And it was like a big playground for me to be able to move around and embody both myself and my dog as I worked on my show.
You have a very spare stage. How did you make that decision? Because there's lots of opportunities that there could have been to add different things other than lighting. Mm-hmm. How did you come to being minimal?
Well, I didn't want to be trapped by having to hold a leash the entire time, or dog toys, some of the traditional accoutrements. And also, most of my story happens while I'm out walking Shimmer. So we're out across different terrain, and then plus I don't have to worry about tripping over anything or dropping anything. So it was a lot safer for me.
Was there ever a point that you thought, oh, you needed stuff on stage to support you?
Not so much stuff on the stage, but some of the voice work that I did, I was originally going to have that recorded and work with a sound cue. And I asked a few friends who are performers, and they said, oh, it's so much more interesting if you're on stage doing it versus it being someone off stage and a recorded voice.
Are you going to do this somewhere else? Does this show have a life after the Fringe?
Well, I hope to do other Fringes, and also my story is about an adopted greyhound rescue, and I'm hoping to do some benefits for animal rescue. So there's a wonderful organization, Golden State Greyhound Adoption, that's here in the Bay Area, and I would love to do something to support them.
Do you think you'll make any other changes to the show once you're done with this run?
I think there's a few stories I would like to add. It's between 45 and 50 minutes, and I just like to be a little bit longer. There's two or three nuggets I'd like to squeeze in, but I wanted to make sure I had a tight show ready as opposed to one that just met the full-time requirement. So there are plenty more stories, and I'll squeeze a few more in if I can.
While this is a theatrical storytelling show, you are speaking directly to the audience. Does the audience give you anything to feed off, or do you find that you change the way you say things depending on who's there and who's reacting?
Oh, yes, I can see people. You know, it's a small theater. There's only 49 seats. And people are nodding, and they're smiling, and they're responding. And that, to me, is just the best fuel for a great performance.
So now that you've got Shout, your new dog, are you going to make a show about him, do you think?
I think Shout's story has already been told. He's more of a Scooby-Doo kind of dog. So he doesn't quite have the wisdom, but he definitely has the goofiness and the humor. I've only had him for 2 years, so we'll see what stories he brings to me.
Well, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Okay, thank you. It was great fun.